Good morning. I'm happy to speak at this Holy Mass. I thank the Archbishop of Cincinnati and Father King for allowing me to be here. And I have also enjoyed the hospitality of Father King. I'm called Father Godwin Muhangi from Uganda, in Africa, from the Diocese of Mbarara. Uganda is a predominantly Christian country with 36 million people and speaking many languages as at Pentecost. 48 local languages. Most people are, however, very poor, living on less than $1 a day, lacking food and shelter, and having been devastated by many wars, disease, and therefore their life expectancy is very low. I am from a family of 8 children and have been a priest for 18 years. At present, I am a rector of a seminary called St. Mukasa. Mukasa is a new name because it is one of the names of the Uganda Martyrs led by Charles Lwanga. My school is a grade school equivalent to grade 6, 7, and 8, started by the diocese to train priests and responsible citizens. And it currently has 400 boys. The seminary wishes to cater for low-income earners, and the church tries to subsidize their education. In the past, it was led by missionaries who would come here to appear, but I think nowadays in our diocese, we no longer have missionaries. And so we are having it a challenge to look after these small boys between 8 to 12 years of age, because their parents are poor and will not get any funding from the government. So we depend on what they are able to contribute, and sometimes we have got to send home these small boys, or they drop out of school because their parents cannot afford. So like Jeremiah, as we heard in the first reading, we need to come to the aid of these small boys. As he was lifted out of the cistern, we also need to lift them out of the cistern so that they may keep in school and in future become priests or become responsible citizens. Your help will fulfill the message of love and mercy in the gospel, and as the adage goes, sharing is a Christian way of saying, I love you. There were some pictures. This is the back of them, okay? But there are some few flyers in the gathering space for those who may not have looked at them, okay? Of the situation, especially scarcity of water. So pupils have to walk long, especially in the dry season, to fetch water. amidst the risks of snakes drowning in those ponds, and the water is not clean and safe. For the few tanks that are available, they have to crowd, line up in order to get water. Because of this, we are thinking of sinking a borehole to get clean water. The estimate of a borehole is $10,000. And then I would also love, together with my bishop back home, that we buy more tanks. Each tank is estimated at $1,000. I appeal to your generosity for the good of the boys and the seminary. And there was also another picture of a pit latrine, which many of you have not seen. If we had enough water, then we would think of start using water-borne toilets and bathrooms. I thank you for listening to me. I thank you for the nations to be made. I thank you for the prayers that you always make for the missions. You can give your donation today or channel it through Father King or the parish office. After Mass, I shall stand in the gathering space for those who may have questions or even wish to donate to other causes, computers, sponsorship, they are according to the dictate of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you all.